You know, one of the things that worries mankind is the amount of days that they will live. People will go through a great length of trouble to try to prolong their lives. Can I hear an amen here? How many people do you find out there that wants to die right away? No. Unless they are depressed. But we all want to live long, if not forever. And why is that? Because God has placed eternity in the heart of man. You and I were made, created to live forever. But sin stole, took away from us the right of living eternally until Jesus Christ came back and restored things back to what originally was. The only disadvantage is when people die without Jesus, they will be eternally separated from God. Nevertheless, coming back to life, coming back to earth, all of us want to live long. Is that right? Every person on planet Earth wishes and dreams, desires, and will fight to live a long life as long as they possibly can. Is that correct? So, as for Bible-believing people such as you and I, is it okay to think in the same way and wish as the world wishes to live as long as we possibly can? Is that all right? Yes, it is all right. Unfortunately, there's some dollar store preachers out there telling you, well, we should not be interested in living too long because we may fall into sin. What a nonsense is this? It's just like this fellow, an insurance broker. I'm in my office, he called in, may I please speak to Pastor Santos? I said, what, how can I pray for you? Oh, nothing of a kind. My name is so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and I sell terminal life insurance. I said, what? Terminal life insurance. I said, and what is that? I saw the word terminal. Oh, that's you're preparing for your death. I told him, I'm not planning to die. He goes, you're joking. I said, no, I don't make plans to die. Well, eventually everybody's going to die one day. Not necessarily. There was a pause. What do you mean? I said, I'm expecting my Lord, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to return at any time. And if he does, I ain't going to die, babe. I'm going to be transformed, and I'm going to go straight up. Well, whatever may it be, I sell term life insurance. I said, dude, you're not listening. I am not planning to die. And then he asked me, are you married? I said, yes. How long have you been married? He said, do I know you? So no, I'm just trying to make a point here. Well, it's going to be 35. And then he goes on, he says, do you love your wife? I said, that comes without saying. Well, if you die now, who's going to take care of her? I said, I guarantee you she will bring me back from the dead. She already did one time. So I don't have to worry about buying insurance. But the whole sales pitch was that everybody should plan to die. Guess what? I don't plan to die. Just like I don't plan to get sick. And it's so pathetic that in a world like the one we live today, in our country, people will eat peanut butter sandwich and jelly with Kool-Aid to save for when they get old and get sick and die. Well, is it okay for us to wish to live long as everybody else out there does? Yes, it is. And here are some of the most precious promises in God's Word for those of us who serve the living God. Let me start by saying, number one, that God cares for old age people. Amen. Now, somebody may call me a fool and say, it's foolishness if you don't have a 401k. It's foolishness if you don't have a retirement plan. I got the best one in the market. The underwriter is called Jesus Christ. What's the name of the company? Adonai Yireh Insurance. My provider will take care of me. My provider will take care of us. Listen to this. God is interested in you from the day that you came into this world until the day that you depart. Here's the proof. Brother Harry Brown, can you please put up there Isaiah 46:4? Listen to this. Maybe you and I should read it together. Let's read. Even to your
old age,
I am he. And even to gray hairs, I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
And who says that when you're getting old, you have to be all grumpy? Who says that you have to be dumped into a nursing home and in a hospice? Nonsense. The book says, even to your old age, I am he. You God. And I promise you, when you have gray hairs, I will carry you. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God's going to take care of you even when you're an old fella. Old fella. He will. That's what his promise here. He will bear you. He will carry you. He will deliver you.
Amen.
I refuse to accept this nonsense. You get old and then your body starts falling apart. Nonsense. I refuse to agree with that. I refuse to accept. I'm not denying here that sickness exists. I'm saying sickness, you got no right to exist in my body. Beat it. Go look for somebody else. Now listen to the same scripture that you see in there. Let's have it on the NLT. Watch this. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Isn't that great? Until your hair is white with age, I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Isn't that a powerful promise? No need to be scared of being old. Which I don't call old, I say mature. Trees get old. The Backslider translation makes even, it's a little crazy, but makes it so sweet. Read it with me. And I will keep you, keep on carrying you when you're old. Isn't that a wonderful promise? I will keep on carrying you when you're old. So when you come up to that age, there's no need to be afraid of being old. It's actually a blessing to know that God is not going to give up on us when we get old. Isn't that right? He goes on to say, I'll be there, bearing you when you're old and gray. He's still there. I've done it and will keep on doing it. What? Carrying you on my back, saving you. Say amen.
Amen.
There's no need for anybody to be afraid of being old, because God promised to take care of you from the day that you came in till the day that you depart this earth. Amen?
Amen.
Number two. There's some benefits of being mature or old. There are some benefits. Usually you hear people say, I'm just an old man, you know, and I'm just an old woman, and I don't like to give trouble to my family. I met somebody said, they better just put me in a nursing home so they can go on with their lives. My Lord, you need deliverance. Listen to this scripture here. Some of the benefits of being mature. Job 12:12. Brother preacher, give me Job 12:12. When you are aged, one of the most beautiful things is that you're supposed to be full of and say amen.
Amen.
Wisdom belongs to age and understanding to the old. It's not that bad. As we age, as we get mature or older, wisdom and understanding comes along with old age. Are you with me? So it's not that bad to be old. I will still call mature. Now, I want you to see what the King James says on this, or New King James, either or. Wisdom is with aged men. And with length of days, understanding. So one of the great benefits of being mature, up there in age, is that you will become a person with understanding. A person with wisdom. You know, I can tell you this. When I look back, today I was talking to Jesus. I told Jesus, I wish I could go back 35 or 40 years. And the Lord just teasing me, said, why? I would have not made the mistakes that I made. With the knowledge that I have now, the understanding that I have now, I did a lot of things that I would never do again. So one of the great benefits of aging is that wisdom come along with it and understanding in the same platter. Amen? Now, usually there is a tendency to exalt, there is a tendency to build, to honor, to glorify, or to appreciate young people. But you know what? There is a beauty in being mature. There is a beauty in being old. Let me show you some of them. Brother Harry, give me Proverbs 20:29. Let's read it together. The glory of young men is their strength. And the beauty of an old man. Sister Rose, you're so beautiful. Look at her hair. It's all gray. Huh? You're beautiful. According to the Bible, you're beautiful. The beauty of the mature people is the gray hair. So there is beauty in old people. Amen? The only reason that people don't see beauty in old people is when they look to them with sensual eyes. Sensuality will not see beauty on a gray head. But if you have a pure heart, you will see there is beauty, according to the scripture, in gray hair. Is that correct? Brother Harry, give me the New Living Translation, this thing. Did I check that? The glory of the young is their strength. The gray hair of experience is the splendor of the old. So I could say to Sister Rose and Brother Wayne and some other of us, I'm not calling you old, just mature. Brother Harry Brown, guys, you are splendorously beautiful. This is what the Bible tells here. Now, brother, give me the backslide translation here, real quick. Let me see. Youth may be admired for vigor, but gray hair gives prestige to the old age. Brother Allen, you are a prestigious man. It's what the book is saying over there. Amen? What else, preacher? Get something else. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Brother Harry, let's give them Job 11:17. Read it with me. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth. Thou shalt be as the morning. Being old doesn't mean, being old does not mean that you have to be grumpy, having bad eyes, gripping things around. It says it here, and in the old age, things are supposed to be clear. Isn't that what it says? So I will not accept cataract when I am 90. I will refuse to use a walker when I'm 100. It says here, thine age shall be clearer than noonday. What a nonsense is this? I'm not going to accept no cataract or walk around pulling. I'm not criticizing whoever does that. I'm just refusing to go that route. Because I've got a promise here that when I get old, stuff will be clearer than noonday. Isn't that correct? Well, let me give you another one. Let's go to Proverbs 16:31. Let's read it. Gray hair is a mark of distinction. What a powerful scripture. Huh? Gray hair is a mark of distinction. A word for a God-loyal life. In other words, when we are loyal to God, God will give us the privilege to come to that gray hair stage. So that tells me here that you folks with a gray head, you have been loyal to God. And God has brought you this far. And I think He will continue to get you through by faith. Amen? When you turn on to the next page, number 4, prosperity comes with age. Thank you, sister. Somebody here got excited about this. Prosperity comes with age. Let's go to Deuteronomy 5:33. I want you to read it with me. Walk straight down the road God commands, so that you'll have a good life and live a long time in the land that you're about to possess. You know, when we walk down the road that God has commanded us to walk, God not only promised good life to us, is that right? But He promises us also a long life. Amen. You know what? Brother preacher, give me this thing on another version. And give me the NLT. Stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live. How will you live? In the land you're about to enter to and occupy. So when we keep on the path that God set before us, we will not only live long lives, but we will also live prosperous lives. Amen? I heard about a man in East Africa, Mozambique, no, Uganda, that he got a hold of a Bible And the very first verse that he read on the Bible was this verse here. The place where he was plagued with no water and a lot of poverty around. Somehow, he went to the capital of his country and he got a hold of a Bible. Either somebody gave him a Bible, I don't know how he got a Bible. He picked up that book he had never read before and he opened, and that was the very first verse that he read. So he became curious and he started reading the whole book from the first page on. And he is kind of flattered with all the promises on the book. And he decided, when he got back to his village, to get the elders and his family and show them this. Look, we might be looking for prosperity on the wrong place. Why don't we do what says in this book? And a handful of them decide to go along. Within 7 months, he collected his first crop. Because rain would fall, but would fall only on their land. And people couldn't understand. How is that even possible? You work on the land for 6 years. On the seventh year, he let the land rest. And people flipped because they couldn't understand. He explained to them, on the sixth year of my crop, I had almost double of the crop that I always have every year. Somehow, the trees gave more than what they usually do. So I was reading the book, and the book says that if I work my land for 6 years, I should leave the land by itself so it can rest on the seventh year. So I made enough money last year to carry me on through this year without having to work. Isn't that something? His goats, female goats, were all given birth, and not one of them died. That causes the village, let me see this book. And it caused the whole village to start reading the book, what we call the Bible. And their lives have been changed forevermore. Amen. The Bible says, stay on the path that the Lord your God has commanded you to follow. Stay on the path. Don't get out. When you do, you will live long and prosperous lives. So, prosperity comes with old age. Now, here are some little help for you to live even longer than what you think you might live. Let's go to Proverbs 3, verse 1 and 2. Read it with me. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, isn't that great? Amen. If we keep the commands of wisdom in our hearts, not only will we live many years, our lives will be satisfied. Unfortunately, the church has been deceived into believing, I don't have to learn this thing on the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. The mistake is the commands that we have in the Old Testament is not for you to get saved. It's for you to live a satisfying life. When we observe the commands, we are blessed because the designer of our bodies, the maker of our souls, know exactly what is our best operational limit. And he set up rules for you and I. Not to put a burden in ourselves, but to make us happy, to make us free, to make us prosperous. Another help, Deuteronomy 6, chapter 2. Watch this. Let's read it. "And you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live." Why? If you obey all His decrees and command, so would it be smart to start obeying the commandments of God? You see, not one single time on these scriptures we find out that obeying the commands of God will give us eternal life. No! You've been lied to. The commandments has been given that you and I may enjoy long life. Prosperous life. I was just thinking when I'm coming here. Somebody recently called and asked, "Are you the pastor?" I said, "Yes, I am." At least that's what they call me. "Is that okay for me to have a tattoo?" I asked, "Are you a believer?" "Yes." "Do you go to church?" "Yes." "Did you ask your pastor?" "Yes." "And what did he say?" "He said it's okay." Then I ask, "Why are you calling me?" "I don't know. Something doesn't look right. But I want so bad to have a tattoo." Okay. Something weird here. You want so bad to have a tattoo. Your pastor says it's okay. Then you call me. You know, I'm thinking, So I took that young soul to the scripture. And I said, "By the way, why do you want to have a tattoo?" "My butt." I said, "Wow. Wow." I said, "Young lady, this is what God says on the book. You shall not cut yourself, you shall not pierce yourself, you shall not tattoo yourself." "What is wrong with it?" I said, "Because you have a stranger rubbing and cutting your butt." "Well, if I would have it on my arm, is it okay?" "It's still not okay." God gave us these commands. Although they may seem simple, although they may not make any sense, but when we obey them, we will enjoy long lives. And as the previous verse says, prosperous life. Here's another one. Brother preacher, can you give me Proverbs 10:27? Watch this. Well, read it with me. "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." The fear of the Lord. We obey the commandments and we fear God. How do you do that? Well, when you're about to do something stupid, you don't do because you're going to fear God. But I thought we're not supposed to be afraid of God. No, we're not. Fear in the sense of reverence. Knowing that when we break some of those teachings, it might bring some consequence. Now, if you're willing to deal with the consequences, that's all right. But you know, some people don't realize that when you throw stones up, they don't stay on the air. They come right back down. And one of them might hit our heads. Is that right? You don't jump from a 20-story building because you know when you head down, your brain's going to be in pieces. Is that correct? So the fear to have your brain shattered and your skull also causes you to refrain from jumping from 20-story buildings. Am I correct? The Bible says that when we learn to fear God, it will prolong our days. And it gets better. When you go a little bit further to Proverbs 9:11, this is what it says. "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." What are you talking about? Wisdom is talking to you right now. Wisdom is talking to you right now. Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God, is talking to you right now. When you look in the New Living Translation, it's a little bit better than what is here. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. So these are tips that will help you to live a long life. We fear God. We hold on to wisdom. We obey God's commands. That will cause you and I to live long lives. So, let's conclude for tonight. One of God's greatest promises for the faithful ones is found in Psalms 91, verse 14 and verse 16. And I'm wrapping up. Listen to this. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. What does it got to do with old age? Verse 16 tells you what? Watch this. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Because he has loved me, therefore, I will deliver him. Folks, God is willing to give us long life if we just come on board what God has set before us. Amen? Amen. Don't make plan to get old. Make plan to serve God. Make plan to live long. Make plans to be healthy. Make plans to have a clear vision as the noonday. Are we together here? As I thought about these things, man, we are so messed up. We plan everything contrary to God's word. There is always somebody with their hands in your pocket. Oh, you should buy term life insurance. Now, somebody just finished telling me that when you buy term life insurance, it's only for a period of time. And I'm thinking, are you nuts? So if I buy term life insurance, and 80 years come, and I'm well and alive, I'm out of insurance. So you mean that I'm for all these decades, I will be paying this thing for nothing? And then this brother say, and they don't sell anymore life insurance. Everybody wants to sell term life insurance. What? Yeah. So if your term life insurance is 7 years, and you pay until you get to be 70, and your health like a bull, you know, you're going to renew your term life insurance, which will cost you an arm and a leg. If you don't, if a month after your life insurance is over, you fall sick and died, the widow don't get anything. So you waste money all your life. I said to this guy, young man, if I'm listening to you correctly, I need to pay 100 and what? He said, $149 a month for term life insurance. Yes. So that means I'd be paying somewhere around $2,100 to $2,200 a year. That's correct. And you say I can go how long? I said 70, 75, and 80. Let's say I go 80, right? Right. After 80 years, pay insurance to you or to your company. 80 years, I'll have paid $200,000. If I take that very same money and put in a savings account, by the time I die, the widow will have enough to live the rest of her days, have a nice funeral, and buy a vacation package on the way from here to heaven. Do not plan to be sick on your old age. Now, if you don't feel comfortable and you want to put that money away, by all means, help yourself. But you know what? As I read these scriptures, I was so delighted when I read Isaiah 46:4. God promises to take care of you and I in our old age. So I am still covered by Calvary plan. Are you with me here? Adonai Yireh, or Jireh, like we would say in English, is the company providing my insurance. And that company will never go bankrupt. And you and I will never have a claim denied. Don't plan to be old and grumpy with fuzzy eyes, dragging yourself around. Don't worry about your old age, because your God promises you, even to your old age, I am He. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Say amen.
Amen.
My goodness. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. I love the Message Bible because when I was young, I had a friend. And we used to, the little time that we had between classes in school and work, we would play together. And sometimes I had to carry him on my back and then he carried me on his back. So we swift. We like to be carrying, you know, to be carried on somebody's back. Oh, it felt so good. Jump on his back and he carried me. I said, what kind of stupid play is this? I don't know. I like to be carried on somebody's back. We did. It says, I will keep on carrying you when you're old. Isn't that great? I'll be there. Bearing you when you're old and gray. I've done it and will keep on doing it. Carrying you on my back. Saving you. Give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah. Stop planning for your old retirement. Stop planning for the gray days that your sight is not good and you're going to be touching things around or walking with a wheeler. Nonsense. Nonsense. I'm not going to plan for that. Because my God, your God, is planning to take care of you when those old days come. God bless you.